Good morning. My guest this morning is Karen Ahn from Food for Thought. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. It's so nice to be here.
Oh, nice to have you. What's happening with Food for Thought is busy right now.
Oh my gosh, we are so busy. It's the holiday season and it's all kinds of good craziness is going on because we are working really hard to make sure that our clients all get their holiday meals.
Great.
So we are out there hustling. We're having extra food drives. We are having a big fundraiser on December the 1st called Dining Out for Life, where 90 participating restaurants will be donating part of the day sales to support our life-giving nutritional programs.
Nice.
Yeah.
I noticed that I have a list here of the food drives, November 19th, 20th, 22nd, and 23rd.
Some of
those are gone.
Yes, unfortunately, but you still have December.
Right, still have December.
Yeah, and I might be wearing a giant turkey costume and dancing around the store. So if you guys come and you see that, I hope it inspires you to give. But yeah, we've got December 10th at the Gurnville Safeway, December 17th at the Mendocino Avenue Safeway, the Petaluma Market and Oliver's in Rincon Valley, and then December 18th again at Oliver's in Rincon Valley and Safeway on 4th Street in Santa Rosa. So.
It's very nice to see Oliver's. Our local grocers.
Yeah. I mean, I have to
say. And of course, Pacific Markets,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. The local markets, the national chains, they've all been really, really good to us. But even more than that, whenever I have moments of doubt or darkness, I love to work at a food drive because to see people come out and to see how generous they are, and you never know who is going to be just incredibly giving and welcoming, it really makes me realize what a lucky part of the world this is to be in, especially around the holiday times.
That's right. So are you spending your time when you're not doing these food drives?
Well, we are working on a ton of different stuff at the food bank. We've been working on just getting ready for Dining Out for Life and for all these great restaurants that are donating to us. We've been assembling bags and gifts just to make sure that our clients have a cheery holiday and to make sure they have enough food on the table. Because, you know, it's just not the same if you're not able to feed your loved ones a really good meal.
That's
around
right.
The holidays.
How large is your client list these days?
We are feeding 800 people, men, women, and children in Sonoma County living with HIV and serious illnesses. So, yeah. And we just recently took on 80 new clients.
80 new clients.
We know the need is out there. There's a lot of people dealing with food insecurity, and we want to make sure they get fed, especially if they're ill. You can't get better unless you have good food to eat.
Well, what do you do? How do people get in touch with you?
You can go to www.fftfoodbank.org. You can call us at 707-887-1647. You can come down and visit us in Forestville at the food bank. We've also got a great antique store in Sebastopol.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, that place is amazing. I spend all my money there. I try not to go on payday. But we would just love it if you wanted to come down and take a tour, if you wanted to volunteer, if you wanted to donate. Just come down and see the work that we do. We're a really amazing organization, and we're made even more amazing by all our volunteers and donors.
How many people do you have working there?
Right now, I believe it's 12 or 13. But considering that we have 800 people that we serve, it's everyone I know there. My coworkers are incredible. Everyone is doing two or three jobs, and they are, you know, really committed and glad to do them. So, yeah.
What are you most looking for in terms of food that is easy to deal with?
Cash.
Thank you.
Just because
that's a great answer.
Because we are a nonprofit, we're able to buy food
at
really reduced rates.
Right,
so
right.
If you don't have time to do extra shopping, then you can just give us cash and we will turn that cash into lots and lots of food.
Oh, that's the best way to
do
it, I'm sure.
But at every food drive, we'll also give you a list of what foods we need in general. Like peanut butter is always a big item because that's very expensive. A lot of times we ask for granola. Sometimes we ask for really hearty soups and things like that. But cash is the best food of all.
Okay, great. Karen, thanks very much for coming in, and also thanks very much for what you do.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate all your help.
And let's tell people that Food for Thought's food drives, the December ones are coming up December 10th in Gurnville, December 17th at the Mendocino Avenue Safeway, Petaluma Market and Oliver's in Rincon Valley, and then the 18th also in Oliver's in Rincon Valley and 4th Street Santa Rosa Safeway. For information, 887-1647. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.